From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,010th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring the young sheriff, Farron Young.
Hey, I had a very good time at a party last night. I really, really did. I had two and three feeling party last night. I really, really did. Feet were dancing on a little white cloud. I held you in my arms and I felt so proud. My heart felt just like singing out loud. I felt like the life of the party. I had a very good time at a party last night. I really, really did. I had you and felt held and hearty for a while. I really, really did. But then about midnight, along comes a guy. Looked your way and he caught your eye. Said to myself, oh me, oh my, this looks like the end of the party. Time after a party last night, I really, really did. I didn't feel so held and hearty, not like I did. Never thought a man could get so mad, never thought a man could feel so bad. Lost the only good thing I ever had. I lost everything at a party last night, I really, really did. Oh yeah, I really, 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 really did.
Thank you a whole lot, neighbors, and a great big welcome to the Grand Ole Opry. Well, sir, I know you're going to have a good time because we got a real great show lined up for you. And right now, to tell you, some of the entertainers that's going to be on the show is my good friend, Grant Turner.
Big show is what we got, Farron. Well, first of all, Miss June Carter's with us, and our good friend from Bulls Gap, Tennessee, Archie Campbell.
Yes, sirree, and Chester Atkins, Miss Dale Wood.
Yeah, Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, and the Tennessee Travelers.
And last but not least, our very special guest, that singing, laughing group of entertainers who have become great favorites with opera audiences everywhere, the Carlisle! Well, sir, I tell you, all of us will be hearing from the Carlisles in just a few minutes, but right now, it's time we turn to the more sober things of life, or at least I hope he is. My favorite friend from Bull's Gap, Archie Campbell!
Hi,
Archie.
How
good to see you, my boy.
Glad to see you, boy.
I'm glad you came down this evening, because I don't know if these folks know it or not, but Archie here keeps care of my farm for me when I'm out of town.
Yeah.
Keeps care of all my livestock and everything. How's everything down on the farm?
I'm sorry, Gaskin. You told me, didn't you, to take care of the farm while you're gone?
Yes.
Well, by grannies, you know you can depend on me. The farm's just like it was when you left it. I'll take care of it.
Well, Archie, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anything, but being it's my farm and everything, I do kind of worry about it when I'm gone.
Don't worry. When you leave me in charge, everything will be all right. It's just like it was when you left it.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear it.
Well, there's one little thing, though, I wanted to tell you about. You remember that old dog of yours?
Yeah.
Old Limber?
I ought to remember. It's my favorite dog.
Yeah. Well, he's dead.
Limber's dead?
Yeah, he's dead. He's deader than a doornail.
Well, I'd just like to know why he's dead.
Well, I don't know exactly, Sheriff, but I believe what caused that dog to pass on was eating that burnt horse meat. Now, I'll tell you, there ain't nothing that'll kill a dog quicker than burnt horse meat.
Listen here, I'd just like to know one thing. Where in the world did he get a hold of some burnt horse meat on my farm?
Well, for pity's sake, sir, the horse laying there and he's burnt. There's another little thing I want to tell you, too.
What is it?
Your horse, you remember that favorite mare of yours?
I certainly do.
She's dead.
Are you kidding with me?
Deader than a doornail, yeah, she's dead.
My mare is dead?
Yeah, she's dead. Old Limber's dead, too. He passed on, poor dog.
How come my horse burned up?
Well, for pity's sakes, the stable is locked. You told me to keep it locked, and loft is about to fall in there, and... Oh, yeah, that's another thing I wanted to tell you. Your barn burnt down.
My barn burnt down.
Yeah, it burnt down, and that mare's in there, of course, and she got burnt up, and old Limber got a hold of that burnt horse meat. That's what happened to that dog.
Yeah, that's real great. That's real great. You really took good care of everything. How come my barn burnt down, Archie?
I don't know, fair, unless I believe. Now, what caused that barn to burn down was... was that them sparks flew over from the house, sir. And,
Just a minute.
Oh, well, that roof is so dry, you know.
Oh, yeah. You mean the sparks from the chimney flew over?
Good gracious. Sparks from a chimney wouldn't catch that. Hey, that's something else I wanted to tell you.
Archie Campbell?
Your house burnt down.
My house burnt down.
The house burnt down and then kicked that barn on fire, and the mare's in there, of course, burnt her up, and that dog got hold of that burnt horse meat. Old Lambert's dead.
Yeah, that's right. I never seen anything like it. How come my house burnt down?
I don't know, Sheriff, but I believe I've got that figured out, too. I believe what happened was that when he throwed that log on the fire there, that he knocked some of them ashes out.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about, he who?
Why, the fella run off with your wife.
Get out of here, Archie.
Hey, friend, old Lambert's dead, I meant to tell you.
Get out of here now. Archie Campbell, he ought to be shot. Well, sir, right now it's guest time on the Opry. And I just want to tell you that we couldn't have had a nicer guest than we've got this evening. So what do you say, let's make him real welcome. And let them know how much we appreciate them being here. Let's really hear it for the Carlisle. Come here, let me shake your hand.
Let's shake.
Yes, sir. In case you folks out there don't know, this right here is Bill Carlisle. He's the chief cook and bottle washer and the boss man of this group around here. And let me see. You are the chief cook and bottle washer around here, ain't you, Bill?
I guess I am, Fran. I don't know.
Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
Glad to have
you. In fact, I'm just as happy as a speck of pump on her dinner table here tonight.
And this, oh, man, now that's what I call pretty. I ain't going to shake hands with her. I'd rather hug her neck. This is pretty little Dottie Sales. Come here, Dottie. Honey, how come a good-looking girl like you get mixed up with them two thugs over there?
Oh, you mean Bill and Honey Bear, Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, they're nice.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
You're talking about Honey Bear. This must be him right here. Come to think of it, he does look something like a bear, don't he? That beard and all that. No, I'm glad to have you all here. We're not out here to talk. We're out here to listen to some music. William, what you going to do?
We'd like to do our latest one that we have in our album on Mercury called I Don't Want to Run.
Let me hear it.
I got a little baby, she's a cute little thing. Saving up my money, gonna buy her a ring. Rattled as a freight train, a puffing up a hill. Every time I see her, well, I can't stand still. But I don't wanna walk,
he don't wanna walk.
And I don't wanna run,
he don't wanna run.
All I wanna do, make love to her. Time I kiss her and I can't get stopped. My heart starts a-jumping with a flippity-flop. I let out a holler and I run down the street. But it ain't her fault, she's a doggone sweet. But I don't want to walk,
he don't want to walk.
And I don't want to run,
he don't want to run.
All I want to do, make love to her. Well, I guess I fell in love just a little too far. I need a little sugar now to put out the fire. She knows that I love her and I always will. Quiver and I shiver and I can't stand still. But I don't want to walk,
he don't want to walk.
I don't want to run,
he don't want to run.
All I want to do, make love to her. Now, my gal's built like a bucket of paint. Every time I see her, well, I almost faint. Got two lips so sweet and soft. Every time I kiss her, well, the lid flies off. But I don't want to walk,
he don't want to walk.
And I don't want to run,
he don't want to run.
All I want to do, make love to her.
Say, Farron, you sure have been traveling since the first of the year. You must like singing.
Well, almost as much as I like Prince Albert smoking tobacco. You know, someday I'm going to write a song about PA.
Well, there have been several, Farron, but just what would you sing about?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe the fact that PA's always fresh or that it's crimp cut.
Well, you could sing about the downright satisfying flavor of Prince Albert. How the flavor of the fine tobacco is locked in by the special PA process.
Yeah, I guess I could. And you know the theme of a song should always be about something happy. You got any ideas?
Well, now you think about how happy Prince Albert can make any pipe smoker. As a matter of fact, with Prince Albert, a man gets such a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke. He just has to be happy. Well, the same goes for making men, because P.A. rolls easy, smokes mild and mellow. So, pipe smoker or making man, if you want a smoke that you can sing about, get happy smoking. Comfortable smoking, Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Well, so now it's time for square dancing. Here's Tommy Jackson, Ralph Sloan, the Tennessee Travelers, all set to cut a few capers to the tune of Old Joe Clark. Well, so here's the part of the show that I like the best. We get a chance to sing one of our old-time sacred songs. Here's a little song we picked for you this evening that I hope you'll like and we'll get the message from. It's called When I've Learned, and it goes like this.
I've met the master on my knees, been tested, yes, and tried. I've seen the God of heaven paint the fields and countryside. I've been the husband of one wife, heard my newborn baby cry. But when I've learned enough to really live, I'll be old enough to die. Yes, old enough to die. I'm just a plain, hard-working man. No stopping place have I found. And though I'm tired, I'm still inspired at night when I lie down. I've learned to like it on God's green earth, and yet I wonder why. 'Cause when I've learned enough to really live, I'll be old enough to die. Yes, old enough to die.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're a wonderful audience. Well, so right now, I guess it's about time we went on to another portion of our show that happens to be a favorite of mine also. It's the time when our good friend Chet Atkin takes his guitar in his lap and plays a tune like nobody else in the whole wide world can do. Here he is, and tonight it's Johnson Rags, Mr. Atkin. Oh, boy, thanks a whole lot to you, Chet. Man, I wish I could play a guitar like that.
Wow.
And, you know, speaking of playing, I guess it's about time we heard from the playgirl of the Ozarks. Everybody's little sweetheart. Let's make her welcome Miss June Carter. Hello, cutie. How in the world are you doing?
I've been doing pretty good. I just got in here from Texas. I come in with that old Texas tuba for Ernest Tubb.
Oh, me.
He's a good old boy. Did you know me and that Ernest has got a lot in common?
Really?
Yeah, he's a Texas panhandler, and I'm a panhandler, too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were from Texas.
No, I ain't from Texas. I've been working out here at the hospital all week
June
long.
Carter, cut that out.
No, you know, we come in on the train. We didn't mean to come on the train. We started out in his Cadillac, but we had a wreck.
Oh, no.
Yes, we got hit from the rear end back there. We got hit by a stoop in a coupe whose horn went boop, and we went loop-de-loop. Because he was a-neckin' with the group.
Oh, June Carter. You and your poetry.
No, we really did catch a train, though. And let me tell you, I just got shoved around like an old cow all the way in here.
Oh, June Carter, who in the world shoved you around?
All them other old cows on there.
That'll teach you. Next time you'll go first class.
It was all grade A beef.
It was. You was first class.
It was the crowdedest train I ever saw. We was just scrouged in there and standing there just scrouged up against each other. It was so crowded that the conductor couldn't even come around to take our tickets. We just held him up in the air, and he stood over there in the door and shot him out with a BB gun.
Oh, shit.
I decided I'd go into the women's restroom, and Ernest, he was going to go to the men's restroom. And it was so crowded that I smoked his cigarette and he brushed my teeth.
Oh, June Carter. I tell you, Drew, I don't know what I'm going to do with you.
I finally said, I've got to breathe. I've just got to breathe. There wasn't no air in there. And I stuck my head out one of them winders and some dad-burned fool hung a mail sack on
Good enough for you.
I finally got off the train, though.
You did?
I got off after at Madison where I lived. It was kind of a difficult operation, but I got off that dead burn thing.
Hey, they don't even have a terminal out in Madison. How in the world did you get off out there?
The conductor just aimed me at a haystack out there. He did.
I guess that's good. That's one way to get
no,
off.
No, that was bad.
Why?
There was a pitchfork in that haystack.
Oh. Well, in that case, that's bad.
No, that's good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I missed the pitchfork.
Oh, shoot. Well, that's good, then.
No, that's bad.
Why?
I missed the haystack,
oh,
too.
Get out. June, honey, I'll tell you one thing. You look all flustered and upset tonight. How come?
Well, I just gave my boyfriend his valentine, and he was so tickled he up and hugged me and kissed me just like anything.
Well, was it all done up in red paper with a white ribbon, June?
No, it was done up in red tin with a blue stamp across the top.
Oh, sure. You're talking about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. No wonder your boyfriend was pleased. Any man would be tickled pink to get a gift like that, because Prince Albert is always so fresh and his crimp cut. And with Prince Albert, a man gets a tasty, satisfying, comfortable smoke every time. You know, that special P.A. process locks in all the natural flavor of the fine tobacco. And making men go for P.A. too. It smokes mild and mellow and rolls mighty easy. No wonder pipe smokers and making men call Prince Albert America's Joy Smoke.
It's the natural taste, and that's the test, that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow P.A.
All right, sir, it's about guest time once again, so here they are back one more time at the microphone with another great number. The Carlisles, Bill, Dottie, Honey Bear, and Uncle Bud.
Yes, old Uncle Buddy was a wonderful man like this. Couldn't want a woman he didn't want a kiss. Didn't want a woman if she didn't want to woo. He didn't want a lover if she couldn't be true. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud. Love, love, Uncle Bud. Love, 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 Uncle Bud. Love, 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 Uncle Bud. Love,
you double that fun.
Well, old Uncle Buddy was a wonderful guy. Couldn't play the fiddle, but he didn't care to try. Square dance caller who could do the jitterbug. When he got to going, he could really cut a rug. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud. Uncle Bud. Now everybody, love, love, love Uncle Bud. Sweet little wife, hugged her and he kissed her every day of his life. 14 daughters and 15 boys. Old Uncle Buddy had a house full of joys. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud. Had a crib full of corn, drunk his liquor from an old cow's horn. Sweet on women and rough on rats. I'm this another one of his tomcats. Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud, Uncle Bud.
Wonderful, the Carlisles and Uncle Bud. Thanks a lot to you, Bill, and our thanks to Dottie and Honeyberry for being our guests. It was real great having you here with us. Well, sir, now I guess it's about time we heard from another of our great opera regulars over there on the 88. Yes, sirree, my favorite girlfriend, Miss Dale Wood, playing Sunday Down South. Let's hear it.
It certainly was, Farron, but since our time is getting a little close, maybe you better tell us a little about yourself, where you've been, what you've been doing, where you're going to next, and what you've been up to.
Well, Sir Grant, I'm fixing to go down to Florida next week, down to Miami, and Tampa, and Belle Glade. I'm taking a big grand old opera show down there with me, along with my country deputy, so all the folks down there be looking for us next week.
Oh, boy. Well, that's a pretty fair account, Farron. Now then, how about letting the audience hear one of your big records? Here he is, folks, Farron Young with his capital record of a long time ago.
You used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago. As we're introduced again, you say that we were old friends. But you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago. And to me it seems so strange to call you by another's name, 'cause you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago. Just seeing you again makes me remember a long, long time ago when you were mine. But it's too late to live my life all over. How to turn back old pages of time. As you turned and walked away, I thought again of yesterday when you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago. Just seeing you again makes me remember a long, long time ago when you were mine. But it's too late to live my life all over. How to turn back old pages of time. As you turned and walked away, I thought again of yesterday when you used to hold me, you used to kiss me a long, long time ago.
The neighbors, that does the business for us for another night. But I just want to say one thing. It sure was great having all of you all here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, Ferlin Husky will be leading the band, and listen to these great guests that are coming down, Homer and Jethro. Yes, sirree. So listen then, won't you? Now then, this is Farron Young saying thanks to all of you for being so nice to us. We'll be seeing you all again next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
Are you smoking more now, but enjoying it less? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. Are you looking for flavor and mildness? Have a real cigarette, have a Camel. The best tobacco makes the very best smoke. Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette, a real cigarette, a real cigarette, have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, which was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.